High school coaches and players get together in early August to put together the season full time. And lo and behold, 9 weeks later, we come to the point where we are at. The final week, if you will, of the regular season. And we have selected a doozy for the high school game of the week. A couple of teams that are 8-0. And that's just the beginning of this story. As Birmingham grows, we'll travel to Saline to take on the Hornets. With us right now is Air Fine head coach Joe Palka. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
This is going to be a dandy. You don't come across too many undefeated teams in high school football in the great state of Michigan this time of year. And there is so much history between you and Brendan Flaherty, the fine head coach of Groves. We'll start there. You played together, Coach, at Eastern Michigan. You coached a little bit together. You both had a forfeit, both looking for a game, and you said, look, let's play one another. And you didn't know you're going to be 8-0 going in.
Well, it is kind of crazy. I mean, you know, we're obviously good friends and very familiar with each other. And, you know, when this opportunity presented itself to play, like I said, both of us have had a hard time finding games. So we said, what the heck? And it's a long time between the scrimmage and that game 9. And lo and behold, we're both 8-0. And it should be a great matchup. Two really good football teams.
And I can just imagine being an 8-0 team at this particular juncture of the season, Coach. Your team has been able to stay relatively healthy.
Well, I think, relatively speaking, we are. You know, I think we're probably like everybody. We've got a few kids that are dinged up. And, you know, you just try to compensate for that at the end of the year, and hopefully you've got enough depth to make up for it. But everybody at this point in the season has some nicks and some dings, and we're no different.
As we preview the tilt with the Falcons and Hornets, Coach Palka, is it just too simple to say that we're going to have a battle of your defense, rather a battle of your offense against the Groves defense? Over their last five games, they've allowed 15 points combined. Meanwhile, your offense firing on all cylinders, 119 points over the last two ball games.
Well, you would think something's got to give there, right? You know, I know this, that as I look at them, I mean, that's probably the best defense that we've seen all year, if not one of the best. And then, but I wouldn't underestimate their offense or our defense. I mean, you know, their quarterback, I think, is a 3-year starter. And I believe he's going to West Point. Great decision maker, and their running back is really talented. And our defense just keeps getting better. So, you know, it may surprise some people. You never know. It could be a high-scoring game, or we could be down in the single digits. I know that both teams, I think, are really well coached. So I think there's more to it than just our offense and defense.
Now, let me ask you this, Coach Palka, and please be candid. In the pros, when a team is already qualified for the postseason and they've got one or two ball games left, the thought is, well, you know what, we're going to rest some of our stars here. Don't risk injury for the postseason. Does that apply to high school at all? Here it is, week 9. You're undefeated. You've already qualified for the playoffs in the great state of Michigan. Is it just, you know what, go on out there and play?
Absolutely not. I think, you know, the thing is that in high school football, you know, you have the playoff. You have to be a momentum-driven team at that point. You know, you want to be playing your best football. It's what we always talk about at the end of the season and rolling into the playoffs. So I don't think either one of us can afford to all of a sudden, you know, really stumble, play poorly, and then that could carry over to next week. So, you know, we're just trying to get 1 week better. That's really one of our themes, 1 week better each week of the season, and that's the goal this week, and it just so happens that we're playing a great football team, so that makes it that much more attractive.
Well, what a great final chapter to what has been a tremendous season for your Hornets, Coach. Relationship with yourself and Coach Flaherty is epic, and I applaud what you do as a high school football coach. This is our final real installment of the Game of the Week, and I want to thank you, Coach Palka, for your time and wish you all the best Friday night against Groves as well as into the postseason.
Well, thanks. Like I said, it should be a great one. You know, Flair and I are great friends. It should be a great matchup. And thanks for giving us the opportunity to be on the show and your coverage and what you do for high school football.
That is Joe Palka, the fine head coach of the Hornets of Saline. They're busy. 7 o'clock tonight. A little how you doing with the Falcons of Birmingham Groves. Ladies and gentlemen, it's what high school football is all about. All part of our Game of the Week here on 760 WJR.